The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hey, you're back with Jackie Jones on the Jackie Jones Challenge. And my guest today is Mike Newhouse. And we're going to talk about unlocking MySpace. I'm covering a lot of new media, social media things. And MySpace, I guess, is the one that most people would be familiar with. So we're going to have Mike tell us a little bit of history about MySpace and how he's come to find how to unlock it and to use it to increase your, I guess, business and personal life. So, Mike, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, Jackie. I'm a pleasure to be on the phone.
You know what, Mike? That was really interesting. I got to see your site and check it out, and you have a lot of useful tips for people who use MySpace. So give the listeners a little background on MySpace, you know, because you kind of go over that. And I don't think everybody knows what MySpace is, and some people think it's just a playground online for kids. And I know initially started off as a site for, I guess, musicians to get their music out there. So if you can just give some more history on that.
Absolutely. It started out more as a way for I guess, small-name bands to kind of promote their music and have a web page and an online presence for themselves. And it quickly changed roles and put on a new hat, and it became a kind of a playground for everybody online and becoming a social network where you can connect and interact with anybody.
Yeah. And how long? Go ahead.
From there, it's kind of even put on another hat in the way I teach people how to do it, and it's become a marketing tool for businesses of any size.
How long have you been in the MySpace arena?
Probably five years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is MySpace? Do you know how long it's been around?
Probably 5 or 6 years.
Okay, so you got in right at the beginning of the wave, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got to watch it change and develop and see the usefulness of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So how did you get into unlocking it? Of course, you were there for a while, so the unlocking, when did that come about that you decided to share this information?
Well, it kind of started as a marketing tool for me. I was promoting some motorcycle products while I was racing motorcycles online, and I learned how to use MySpace as a marketing tool, and from there I had people started to ask me if I could do it for them. And they started to, you know, come and say, hey, you're making money selling stuff on MySpace. I'm not exactly sure how you're doing it. Will you do it for me? And I just kind of out of nothing else to do, I said, sure, I'll do it. And you know, it started small with one or two clients and paying me a monthly fee to promote the products or services on MySpace for them. And from there, it kind of snowballed into, you know, a dozen or more clients, and I couldn't keep up with the work. And I decided just to put an info product behind it about how to teach people how to do it themselves. So.
Okay, that was great. Well, that's a good problem to have, developing something in that manner. So now, do you, because that you kind of were like a MySpace consultant, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what I do now, is I have the info product to teach people how to do it themselves, and I'm a consultant to some small businesses all over the country, and actually some of the Inc. 500 fastest growing companies and a Fortune 5 as well.
Wow, that's neat. Now, so your material just goes over teaching individuals how to go ahead and get up and running, or is there also a component to develop them into a consultant, or is that a new product on the launch?
I'd consult for anybody. It's just at the rates that Fortune 500s will pay you versus the individual small business owner, I don't know if they could keep up. So it's kind of the product itself of Unlocking MySpace is designed more for, you know, the mom and pop shop or somebody running a home-based business. You know, I even have a lot of bands that are customers that use it to learn how to market and promote their music better on the site. So it's kind of an entry level product, I guess.
So if you were trying to get the, you know, listeners to buy your product, you know, pitch them because they can't see your web page, you know, how would you describe some of the benefits that you get from unlocking MySpace?
Well, it's the number one MySpace marketing product on the internet for a reason. And that's because it teaches you exactly step by step how to use the tools of MySpace, what they're designed to do, and how to implement them properly, because there's a big difference between using the tools and using them properly. And I mean, MySpace has, I'm not sure the exact numbers now, but I want to say, you know, over 500 million people on the website. So it's a very quick way, if you mess up, to kick off 500 potential million customers. So if you're not using the tools on MySpace as they're designed to be used, as you can use them, if you're not using them to their fullest, you could easily anger 500 million people, and there go 500 million sales.
Okay. So basically any type of business could use the concepts to develop their business. Whether you have a service or a product, you're online or offline, either way it would work?
Absolutely.
Because marketing kind of works all around for all companies, just different nuances, that would be the difference.
There's actually a client of mine in a small town of Louisville, Texas, and she runs a kind of a new age store where they're selling herbal stuff and spiritual stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a huge festival south of Dallas, and these people at the festival ran out of the products that they were trying to sell, and I guess they were making gobs of money selling this one special product at the festival. And they called every new age store in the Yellow Pages, and nobody had this one little product they were selling, and they did a search on Google for this product, and it popped up on my client's MySpace page, and they were about like 90 miles away, but the person drove to Louisville, bought all the product, and drove back south of Dallas to the festival again. I found them through a Google search because of their MySpace page.
Yeah, so being on the Internet is huge, and again, using that MySpace just, I guess, duplicates the efforts of being there, because it's kind of, it markets you, right? It's not like you just have a page out there.
Right, definitely. It's interaction, which is what we really need today. With the way the web is going, it's not just putting a page out there and trying to get traffic to the page. It's interacting with the people when they come to the page, and that's what MySpace allows you to do.
So is MySpace also like a blog, because you said interacting with people?
It has a blog on it. On everybody's MySpace page is a blog as well. If you use it or not, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. But the blog is definitely there. When I say interaction, I mean, you know, they can go and read stories or whatever you want on the whatever you want to post on the blog. They can see photos of, you know, maybe in a recent event that the company put on or that the person put on, or if it's a band, you know, they can see photos of a concert. Mm-hmm. They can leave comments. They can send you messages. There's so much potential.
Yeah, so it kind of humanizes you and makes people connect with you on that level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. All right. The site is unlockingmyspace.com. Do you have another website?
I'm launching the Unlocking Facebook one, because Facebook
is
growing faster than MySpace right now. So Unlocking Facebook is actually launching very, very, very soon.
Now, what about LinkedIn? Do you use that at all?
I use LinkedIn. I just haven't had the time to put together a product for it.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn is huge in connecting to other people in the corporate world. It's something I use personally to help me get connections, but I haven't been able to put together a product to teach other people how to do it yet. So.
Okay. And I do have a guest, Jason Alba, who actually wrote a book called I'm LinkedIn, Now What? So we'll be speaking to him soon. As I said, I'm going to cover the social media, new media sphere and get that. So I definitely would like you to come back when you get Unlocking Facebook to share those resources and the site so we can get access to that information and see how you're building. Now, with the MySpace component and the LinkedIn and the Facebook, do you differentiate those as three different types of people, users?
Not necessarily. Are you asking who would be using those three different sites?
Yeah, like if you're marketing to them in the manner as you discuss on Unlocking MySpace, would those be three different types of people? Like a person who would market to MySpace users might not use a LinkedIn to market?
I would say the Facebook and the MySpace marketing people would be the same. I would separate the LinkedIn users out, because I believe those are going to be more corporate people. Mm-hmm. That you'll be finding. I have one client, and I actually use his LinkedIn profile for him to connect him with other CEOs to get him more business. So I haven't, maybe just me, and I haven't seen how I could do it yet, but I haven't seen how LinkedIn could benefit the smaller marketing people.
Mm-hmm. So LinkedIn right now is still kind of like that professional arena where you're finding more professionals. And then MySpace and Facebook is where you're finding just people who may be users of your product or service or something that you can market to.
Definitely.
Sounds like it. All right, good. That's what I thought. Because I'm LinkedIn, and, yeah, I find, you know, I get a lot of more professionals from that arena and people to interview and what have you. And I haven't really dealt with the MySpace so much. I am on Facebook, but I really don't use them to the capacity or the potential that I'm sure that's there to use them. So I'm looking forward to getting deeper, more involved in both those.
And you and I need to be LinkedIn. We're not LinkedIn yet.
Oh, we're going to get LinkedIn after this call.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and close it out because I just want to give you that information. I think Mike has some great information for you. Check out his site at unlockingmyspace.com and tune back in to hear all the social media updates. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.